Pastafarians celebrate National Day of Arr. May 4th, 2007, I'm Ken Vahey, and this is UNnews. Corvallis, Oregon. Oregon State University hosted the country's largest and only congregation of Pastafarians to participate in the U.S. government's National Day of Prayer celebration. While the Flying Spaghetti Monster and his high cholesterol-suffering followers are still not yet recognized by any of the world's legitimate governments, it is still considered a more believable religion than Scientology and all its stupid alien DC-9s and that thetan crap. The Flying Spaghetti Monster, according to authoritative source Encyclopedia, is a composite deity composed of two separate and distinct parts. It is the central point of worship in the religion commonly known as Flying Spaghetti Monsterism or Pastafarianism, according to which it's the creator and overseer watching our lives and our world, changing them as it sees fit. Anu's senior mythology expert, John Travolta, had this to say from his closet in Beverly Hills.
While Scientology is only true, free, democratic religion for all people, I gotta say, oh my god, this flying macaroni dragon is really cool religion. I think only like Canada recognizes it, but those people are originally from another planet. I know, because I'm a third level clear.
While the OSU event was only attended by 36 sophomore general arts majors who skipped their scheduled underwater basket weaving class, they were all arrested by the RIAA on the charge of digital music piracy. When asked how his clients would plead against these charges, their piratarian lawyer, Black John Rackham, shouted, "Arr!" and then raised his cutlass and slaughtered a nameless CNBC reporter. No charges were filed against Mr. Rackham, as he refused to grant the reporter parlay. Well, that's all for me, gang. I'm Ken Vahey, and this is UNnews.